Our understanding of who Jesus is and what he does must come from the Bible's entire storyline. Why is this important to emphasize? Because to grasp the Jesus of the Bible, we must place him within the Bible's larger story. Individual texts in the New Testament only make sense when they are placed in the context of the Old Testament. Jesus does not come to us out of the blue. He comes to us within the categories and framework of Scripture. To establish the biblical identity of who Christ is and why alone he is Lord and Savior, we must do so from a whole Bible. In fact, as we trace the Bible storyline through the biblical covenants on the Bible's own terms, in terms of what I mean by its content and categories and structures, we discover that the entire Bible teaches that Jesus is God the Son incarnate, and thus alone able to redeem us. In subsequent lectures, we will turn to the New Testament to see what it teaches us about Jesus. But first, we will sketch four truths, or what I like to call building blocks, grounded in the Bible storyline, that are crucial in making sense of Christ alone. What are these four truths? Well, the first one is God as the triune creator covenant Lord. Starting with who God is to identify Christ might seem strange, but it's not. We cannot know who Jesus is apart from starting with the doctrine of God. And to understand who God is, we must begin back in Genesis 1. Who is the God of Scripture? Well, in summary, we could say he is the triune creator covenant Lord. From the opening verses of Scripture, God is presented as uncreated, independent, self-sufficient, all-powerful Lord who created the universe and governs it by his word. This truth gives rise to the governing category of all Christian theology, the creator-creature distinction. God alone is God, all else is creation that depends on him. Also, God's transcendent lordship doesn't entail that he isn't involved in human history. God is transcendent and immanent. As creator, God is the covenant Lord who is fully present in this world and involved with his creatures. He freely, sovereignly, and purposely sustains and governs all things to his desired end. Yet his immanence does not undercut the creator-creature distinction. God is deeply involved with his world, but he's not part of it or developing with it. Also, as we progress through redemptive history, God discloses himself as tri-personal, a unity of three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. As the triune Lord, God acts in, with, and through his creatures to accomplish all he desires as the God who is complete within himself. Scripture also presents God as the Holy One. Exodus 3, Isaiah 6, Revelation 4. Holiness means more than to be set apart. God's holiness is uniquely associated with what theologians call his aseity, which means life from himself. As the Holy One, God is categorically different from everything he has made. God alone is God, and holiness entails that God is perfect in his moral purity. He is too pure to behold evil. He is unable to tolerate wrong, Isaiah said.